The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, some of you out there may be planning a holiday this year. Maybe you crave getting on a flight to sunnier climes, or you could still be too fearful of COVID. Well, to take a closer look at the travel industry and prospects for 2021 and beyond, I'm joined by Mary McKenna, the CEO of Tour America, and Owen Corry of Air and Travel Magazine. You're both very welcome, folks, to the show. Mary, what interest have you had in bookings for this year?
Yes, thank you, Kieran, for having me here today. So we're seeing really good interest for late 2021, so July, August and Christmas, and actually a massive interest in 2022, in particular cruises. So and we really don't want anyone to travel at the moment anyway. We think that possibly there will be a vaccination passport that, you know, you'll have to travel with a passport of some sort. So that's what we're working on. I don't have any confirmation of that. That's what I think will be the future of travel.
Okay, so have you, have you had a lot of interest? At what time of the year do people look likely to be booking for? Is it later in the year when they expect that they will have a vaccination and they will have that passport?
Yes, it's going in line with that, absolutely hand in hand. I mean, the most important thing is safety for customers. And I think even if you think of yourself or myself, you know, when do we think it'll be safe to travel? So that's the pattern we're seeing. There is a very good interest. In particular, you know, we're seeing a good interest in the States because the US dollar, the euro is very strong against the US dollar. It's gone over 120. We have a new president there. That is actually generating a lot of interest as well. So, and people have a hype up, or a big demand for summer holidays. They can't wait to get away. So it's been really tough for our industry and for customers. And it looks like to me that they're really thinking about a big holiday. So we're seeing a big change in, like, looking at five-star hotels and business class and suites on cruise ships. So they're saving up,
yeah,
and they're looking for a really good holiday.
Yeah, well, we know there's about 130 billion on deposit in Irish banks, so a lot of people have savings and they're going to want to spend some of it, I'm sure, when we come out the other side of this. I mentioned Owen Corry of Air and Travel Magazine. Owen, a lot of people would have cancelled holidays last year. Now, some got refunds, others would have deferred until this year. If it's in the first half of this year, it might not look likely that it's going to go ahead. Like, what is the situation for those people?
You're right, Kieran. There are about 400,000 deferred holidays. There are also a lot of vouchers. Some of them will be coming up for payment this month in the travel trade that Mary's part of. There were 9-month vouchers operated during the summer. There's about 17 million euro in play with those. And a lot of people with big bookings. It's not just your 4x4, your 2x2 and your bucket and spades in Spain. A lot of people with weddings, with very complicated bookings, they all pushed forward to 2021, expecting things to have got better by then. And in fact, we're probably looking into 3 months of uncertainty, which is as great as we experienced at the beginning of this cycle. March, April, listeners will remember in April we went down to something like 12 flights outbound out of Dublin Airport every day. It's about 26 at the moment. I do see the sort of huge activity, that rush of bookings that normally happens in January. 30% of holiday sales are done in January. Holiday companies and airlines are pushing that back. They're hoping things will be in a better shape by March, April. We don't have a lot of time to save the 2021 season, Kieran.
I'm conscious that some people last year who had to cancel things, that it was relatively straightforward because a lot of flights were cancelled. So there was no question about getting refunds or getting some sort of vouchers that they could use down the line. This year, though, like, if flights are going and your flight goes ahead, but, you know, you've got to have PCR tests before and afterwards and rules around quarantine, so it makes it unworkable for you to go. I mean, what are your rights in that situation, Owen?
Pretty much the same, Kieran. It's a bit grim.
Okay.
If the flight takes off, you don't get a refund. It's your decision not to travel. If the airline cancels the flight, you do get a refund. Another thing is coming into play here. The EU 261, which still applies, gives airlines a deadline of about 2 weeks beforehand to cancel a flight. If numbers dwindle, and the PCR testing I'll come to in a second, that's having the effect of reducing the advance bookings to unprecedentedly low levels. That could mean flights cancelled. So people will be getting back their money on one part of a trip and ending up trying to scramble for the rest with hotels and transfers. So it's got testing. While the travel industry has been looking for anything to get them going, Mary mentioned the vaccination passport, the IATA, they're all still very, very much out in the design stage. They aren't even anywhere close to delivery to the market. And we now have, over the last 10 days, seen the advent of testing requirements. Obviously, inbound from midnight tonight, anyone returning to Ireland will need a PCR test 72 hours in advance. Outbound, you'll need a PCR 72 hours in advance to Spain. The Germans will accept a LAMP or an antigen from Tuesday week, January the 26th. The Americans will let you in with an antigen test, and it has to be taken 48, not 72 hours in advance. Thankfully, Portugal, France and Italy are still letting Irish people in, but it's got very complicated. And as you alluded to, if you're bringing a family of four, and we have very, very expensive PCR testing, particularly in Ireland, it can cost €180 a head. That means that what seemed like a good idea when you booked it or moved it forward is no longer viable. And if the plane takes off, you're not entitled to a refund.
Is that the future, as you see it, the intermediate future for international travel, a move towards antigen testing before and after flying as opposed to PCR?
I'm not sure what the future is. What is clear is that what we're looking at now is a complete mess. From the end of January, Ryanair will look at their bookings and they will cut connectivity from Ireland to the sort of levels that we saw back in March and April. That will have knock-on effects. It's not really about holidays at this stage. It's about business travel and connecting families. And for instance, the healthcare workers, 43% of our healthcare workers are from abroad. So all of that connectivity is going to suffer a damage because of that, making it up as we go along with different tests and testing regimes, which the politicians across Europe, it's not an Irish problem, politicians across Europe are responding to levels of debate and the demands of their consumers out there and the great fear that's out there. There's no end date to it, Ciarán, which is a big criticism. Once you introduce a policy like that, it's very difficult for a politician to start saying, oh, it's safe enough to move, because obviously if numbers go up, they then get upbraided for it.
Yeah.
So when I talk about March and April, Niall Gibbons, Tourism Ireland are hugely important. Tourism industry was on your programme talking about, March is when they can start planning again. All of that, which looked a little bit more likely in mid-December and pre-Christmas, is now looking even more uncertain because of the willy-nilly way that different travel requirements and testing requirements are being introduced.
Mary, all of this makes me think that you and your colleagues are probably thinking, 2022 is the recovery. There's some light at the end of 2021 and people will be booking those holidays. But really, in terms of a full year of solid trading, it's 2022 and beyond, is it?
Yeah, we have to be realistic. I mean, the first most important thing about my industry and all travel agents who are licensed and bonded, the client's money is protected. So the most important thing is that we're giving good advice. So I don't think travel's going to happen till late summer. I think it's going to be about being everybody vaccinated who has to travel. We are seeing there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I have to say to my colleagues in the industry, I'd say 95% have done all their refunds, up to 95% refunds. So even when you talk about vouchers and refunds, the importance of booking with a travel company, because they are taking care of you. And I'm talking about my whole entire industry in Ireland, because I know all of them. There's only 200 of us. And we have worked so hard over the last, since March last year, continuing working. We couldn't close up shop, taking care of our customers. And I'm very proud. I think we've done a very good job. And the refunds should have been made to all their customers. I'm proud of my staff. I see a great future ahead. We just have to get through it. It's been painful, no doubt about it, but it's been painful for everyone. And I think the most important thing as a leader of my business is that, you know, our customers are safe, that we've done a good job, that we've mined them well, and that they remember to book with Irish companies in the future.
And Mary McKenna, Tour America EY Entrepreneur of the Year finalist as well, and Owen Curry of Air and Travel magazine. Boris Johnson is giving a press conference at the moment, as he does several evenings a week, and he's announced that all travel corridors into the UK will close from Monday at 4 a.m, meaning everybody arriving in the UK will have to self-isolate. Now, we don't know if that applies to the common travel area or what the rules are there. We'll get some detail on that as it comes in. 53106 is the number. You can keep your questions coming in, keep your experiences of losing and finding things coming in. Some great stories, but we'll get the latest news headlines now. Here's Eamon.